Supporters of the National Endowment for the Humanities say President Donald Trump's cuts to the agency disproportionately impact rural Americans and break the law. More than 80% of Montana Humanities revenue came from the endowment in 2023, or more than $800,000. The Department of Government Efficiency terminated that funding in April. Roughly 17,000 people attended Montana Humanities programs last year, and more than half of them live in rural counties. Paula Krebs with the Modern Language Association says her group is one of three bringing a lawsuit to stop the move.
We're aiming to roll back the effects of the DOGE cuts and the DOGE interference in the operations of the NEH and return the NEH to the functions that Congress has statutorily required it to serve.
Endowment officials announced the agency is cutting grants that aren't in alignment with the administration's priorities, including those that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. The NEH said it is now working to promote the United States' 250th birthday and American exceptionalism. Cuts to state councils from the endowment total more than $65 million and have resulted in the cancellation of more than 1,400 open grants. Krebs says the endowment is not just for authors, playwrights, and filmmakers. It's important for all Americans.
And how we understand our literature, our film, our history, our art, all of that is the humanities. And the government's investment in that is an investment in us being Americans who understand the culture in which we live.
The Trump administration's 2026 budget proposal calls for the elimination of the endowment. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.